Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Let's get right into it on this beautiful Monday morning. It's time for us to talk about our finances, and not just about making it, but also managing the other finances that we make, obviously. Now, a lot of us tend to, you know, sometimes just, we tend to avoid the conversation because, let's just be honest, money talk can feel so overwhelming or even just a little bit uncomfortable, okay? But here's the truth. The smartest move that you can actually make for your financial future is sitting down with a financial expert, or probably listening to what they're saying, obviously, right now on Fresh Breakfast with Juliana Deripi. So let's see what lesson she has for us on this beautiful Monday morning.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on pre-retirement. Pre-retirement is where there is more than enough time to plan. You are in the prime of your time, in the prime of your ages. You are in your 30s, your 20s. You are living your best life. So there is more than enough time to plan for your retirement. Or is there? But before we get into it, let us put out our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have formed over the years. So, what is pre-retirement? Pre-retirement is where time is your advantage. You have time that you can use to your advantage to plan for a successful retirement plan. Mm-hmm. This is where you can make use of the time that you have, because there is enough, but enough is not the word that I would want to use. There is a successful amount of time that you can save to a successful retirement. So this is where you plan for your retirement well in advance. So here you have the benefit of term and affordability, meaning at this particular juncture, you can save for a longer period of time, making your retirement a lot cheaper, and your lump sum, the money that you're going to receive, a lot more. Because why? The term that you have, and starting little, having an increase so that it just keeps up with inflation, gives you a larger sum of money.
Yeah.
Where you would start at a later stage where you have a shorter period, meaning that you have a short time of saving, and obviously you'll have to put away more, which will affect your budget, and also the money that you're going to get does not have enough time to grow with interest and all those wonderful benefits that it has. So let me give you a tip. Always make sure that you know in which funds your money is invested in. And if you have the advantage of choosing your funds, make sure that you look at a 5-year period projection of the fund's performances, and then you can base your fund selection thereof. I am going to leave you with this. Walking out of your comfort zone is setting yourself free. So with that, if you've liked today's topic, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. As it is from me, it's over. Bye.
She said the number slower.
Yeah, this
time
around.
She's been listening to us.
No, thank you so much, Juliana. We really appreciate your wisdom. It's 8:57. On the other side, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.